Cystic ovarian disease, or follicular cysts, are relatively common in cows. They are probably much more common in dairy cows than in beef cows, and tend to be seen in high-producing cows, although the high production does not cause the cysts. The classic definition of a follicular cyst, or cystic ovarian disease, is a fluid-filled structure on the ovary greater than 2.5 centimeters in diameter, with no corpus luteum present on either ovary. These cysts may persist for more than 10 days or regress and be replaced by another cyst. We commonly talk about two types of cysts, follicular and luteal. They're actually probably a continuum, however. A follicular cyst consists of a fluid-filled cavity, which is an unovulated follicle, lined by a very small layer of thecal cells. These thecal cells produce a little bit of progesterone, but do not have any prostaglandin receptors. If there's no prostaglandin receptors, then the normal luteolytic cascade cannot occur, therefore resulting in anestrus. If the same type of cyst has granulosa cells instead of thecal cells, then the cow will show constant signs of estrus because of the estrogen production by the granulosa cells. The continuum of a follicular cyst that has thecal cells is a luteal cyst that has a little bit larger thecal layer and may have enough luteal cells to respond to exogenous prostaglandins, but probably not. A cystic corpus luteum is the normal progression of a corpus luteum. This is in contrast to a luteal cyst, which is an abnormal condition. As we've said, the clinical signs for cysts could be constant estrus because of estrogen production by the granulosa cells. Another sign could be male-like behavior because of androgen production by the thecal cells. These two types of behavior, constant estrus or masculine behavior, are usually seen by the producer and are not much of a challenge for the veterinarian. However, anestrus is the most common sign seen. This is because the thin layer of thecal cells has no prostaglandin receptors but produces enough progesterone to prevent any LH release and cause anestrus. This is the most common sign and is the one that's very important for we as veterinarians to diagnose. Cysts are caused by a lack of an LH surge. The LH may actually be present, but it's not released for some reason. Therefore, if there's no LH release, there's no ovulation, and possibly minimal luteinization. This is an hereditary disease, and elimination of bulls that have cystic daughters decreases the overall incidence in a breed. Sometimes, administration of estrogen during proestrus, remember that estrogen causes LH release, can cause too early of a release of LH, so that when the cow really needs the LH for ovulation, it's not there. These aberrant estrogens may be in cottonseed meal or sometimes in poultry litter that were fed to cows.